From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with the late Charlie Hayden on bass, going back to 1976 for his album Closeness, subtitled Duets. Four lengthy improvisations, each one featuring Charlie Hayden on bass in a duet with another free jazz performer. Pianist Keith Jarrett, harpist Alice Coltrane, saxophonist Ornette Coleman, and drummer Paul Motion. This track will be the duet between Charlie Hayden and Alice Coltrane. So, improvisations for bass and harp. The piece, For Turia.
Thank you.
music featuring Charlie Hayden and Alice Coltrane. We began with the track For Turia from Charlie's 1976 album Closeness. And lastly, from 1973, a track from the Alice Coltrane album Lord of Lords. Sessions recorded in 1972, released on Impulse Records in 73. Alice Coltrane continuing the spiritual avant-garde explorations for many decades after John Coltrane's untimely passing in 1967. For this session, it was Alice Coltrane on organ, piano, harp, and percussion, Charlie Hayden, bass, Ben Riley, drums, and a 16-piece string orchestra arranged and conducted by Alice Coltrane. We heard Sri Rama Odinaruth. The album Lord of Lords is available as part of a CD combining two LPs from the Impulse label, the other album being Universal Consciousness. In this set, we'll listen to some of the electric jazz fusion of Chick Corea, but we won't be listening to anything from his tenure with Return to Forever from the 70s. These will be considerably more recent recordings. And we'll begin with a track from 2018 and the album Chinese Butterfly, a collaboration between Chick Corea and drummer Steve Gadd. The album is quite diverse, elements of electric fusion, straight-ahead jazz, plenty of Latin and Brazilian influence, and as the title suggests, Eastern influence can also be heard on several tracks. On this piece, it's a trio, Chick Corea on electric piano, Carlitos del Puerto on bass, and Steve Gadd on drums. It's called Like I Was Saying. We'll be right back. We began that set with Chick Corea and Steve Gadd in a trio with Carlitos del Puerto on bass for Like I Was Sayin' from the album Chinese Butterfly, a 2018 release. And lastly, a track from a 2013 CD from Chick Corea, the album The Vigil, with a sound and feel very similar to that of the Return to Forever sound of the mid-70s. Chick Corea on keyboards, Tim Garland on reeds, Charles Altura guitar, Adrian Farad bass, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. We heard the closing track of that release, Legacy. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, including detailed playlists and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for Jazz Progressions program number 1813. We'll continue on in a jazz rock vein to conclude the hour, and we'll go back in time to 1976 for a couple of tracks. First up, a band fronted by German keyboard master Joachim Kühn, and a track from his Atlantic Records release, Spring Fever, with Philip Catherine on guitar, Spignu Seifert, violin, John Lee, bass, and Gerald Brown on drums. This is the opening track, Lady Amber. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began that set with Joachim Kuhn on keyboards, a track also featuring Spignu Seifert on violin and Philip Catherine on guitar, Lady Amber from the album Spring Fever. And lastly, percussionist and keyboardist Mingo Lewis from his 1976 classic Flight Never Ending, with Mike Capitan additional keyboards, Randy Selgren guitar, Eric McCann bass, and Dave Lodgerman on drums. We heard Frankincense. And with that set of 1976 fusion, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.